commitment. And that's all I want to tell you. You hard, don't be alone. Your attitude was the cause. You got me stressing. Soon as I open up the door, with you tell us questions. Like, where can I be? You're killing me with your jealousy. Then my ambition to be free, I can't breathe. Cause soon as I leave, it's like a trap. I hear you calling me to come back. I'm a sucker for love.
Trying to get to it and be industrious, and we're going to get a little learning in today. So, and just me personally, in my personal life, that's what I've been dealing with, just eliminating the self-hate. So I've just been focusing on myself with that. And, like, it's a hard struggle because if you've been in your lower self for so long, that's what you got to fight. You got to fight those demons. You got to fight those spirits. You feel me? So that's the fight every day. That's the jihad, the struggle within, you know, the higher self and the lower self. So if you don't have control of that in yourself, if you haven't figured out yourself and you're still working on yourself, it's going to, of course, be hard to reflect, to have a positive reflection to other people as far as how you're coming off or whatever's going on. So these things we have to take into consideration when you're dealing with each other, with self and kind, understanding the damage that's been done, the psychological damage that's been done through our surgery, getting back into finding out who you are, knowing who you are, researching. I'm not talking about doing those DNA tests where these people try to tell you and this and that. Someone just going back into your records, into your family records, just finding yourself, studying through your mom and your grandmom and your great-grandmom and your great-great-grandma. You know, you want to go through that pedigree, through that bloodline, and then you go through that woman. And that's a lot of what the problem is right there. And that's what I see. I see the degrading of the woman being the problem in the reflection. And yeah, Satan has made taken her clothes off, and that's how we see her. And she's the life giver of this planet. I mean, the female. I mean, she's, you know, that's who brings forth the life for all the plants, everything. You can't grow plants. You can't see all the seeds, the fruits, everything. So this is deep that we have degraded the first builder, the teacher of our nation, the woman, the first civilizer, the first God. She's created in her laboratory, and we treating her like she's nothing. And we misusing that womb, that laboratory, for the greatness that it produces. That's why we're not producing anything. So we see her as a B and a H, and she see us as an old Negro. So it's just, that's how the plantation raised us. That's how the psychological chains of slavery that's been in our minds have raised us. So that's how we see each other. And that's the offspring that we bring forth. You are what you eat. Y'all all right out there? We on Blog Talk Radio in the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Hey, y'all tap in to Legal Empowerment Group 101. LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's the website. You go tap in. We're doing some good work there, helping out with the prisoners. Yeah, they call them prisoners, the kidnapped relatives that's still in bondage. And a lot of times I teach them that you're not in bondage anymore because somebody put you there. You're in bondage because you don't know why you're there and you don't understand what's going on. So once you understand who you are, then nobody can hold you in bondage. Nobody can hold you down. When you understand who you are, then the chains break down. The chains are no more. Then you understand that they was never a reality in the first place. See, that's what these teachings about. They just fall away. They say, oh, how can you do that? Yeah, okay, they just break away. The bars break down. Yeah, you disappear. Also, go to AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's the other website you can check us out on. And anything from the episodes or whatever, if you're feeling that, you could go there and tap in. I do consultation too for business formation. I had your business paydex score and all that. I had you real tough with Duns and Bradstreet and NAB. I had you write. I had you get you some business funding. So we do that too. We fix up. You know, teach people how to correct their credit reports and stuff. You know, teach people how to, you know, use your family members, how to use authorized users on your credit cards and stuff. If you got credit cards and stuff and you've been establishing credit and you got family members who are doing right and trying to get ahead and stuff, you know how hard it is. They might not have credit, but work hard. Might got a good job but just don't have no credit or don't understand it. So you have to teach them that and put them on as authorized users. You're going to get the card. They can't get the card. Just go on their report. They're going to get your history and all that information on there. to build them up so they can get them some little cards. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, y'all do that for each other. Then the ones who get the little cards, look out for the little people under them who can't get little cards so they can get little cards. Put them on authorized users. Then the big people put you on. So you have your credentials to be going up. Your score will be going up. And we help each other. You know, and if you got a few dollars, the ones that's working and don't got no credit, you call your aunties and uncles and them that got good credit and stuff and let them know how it works, you know. And they go get the cards, go come to them. And by the way, if you're holding on to credit cards or you denying credit cards, but you got one big one and they send them to you, why wouldn't you have multiple ones? Why wouldn't you have multiple ones if you know how to use them? If you know how to use them, then you know how to use them wisely. You know that that's the game you're playing and you know how to use them. Then you can use them wisely to your benefit. They're not to grab, they're not to get and go max them out and blow them. And then you're paying this payment and you can't ever use them no more. They're not for that. They're also for emergencies. Yeah, you can have a bunch of bands and credit cards. They're for emergencies. You spend when you have an emergency and you pay it off. And you keep it rolling like that. It's the same with business. With a business, you got to have to establish your business formation the same way. Your business credit, you got to get credit from people. You got to pay it off and show that, you know. That's how your scores go up. But when you have business, and for instance, myself, working with myself, not having the family understanding as far as their support and understanding, because see, a lot of us, we believe in this system that's been designed for us. So for instance, you'd rather keep your $5,000 in the bank than to send it to me, and then you get interest on it, and I pay you back $7,000. I give you $500 for 14 months. Yeah, but you ain't going to be, if you keep that same $5,000 in the bank, you're going to trust the bank, private lenders, private banks that can close up shop and walk away any day. You're going to trust them to hold your $5,000, your $10,000, your $100,000, and they're going to give you, what, 2%, 3%, 4% for the year back? Man, you're not making nothing. Yeah, so it's about understanding that. Then understanding business with people. You got to look at people's resume. You got to see, okay, can this person show and prove? Is they being fruitful, industrious? You know, is their affairs fruitful? So you have to look at their portfolio. And you look at their portfolio, their body of work, and then you make a determination. Say, okay, this might be something to go into, you know. But a lot of times we don't do that. So if we had a trust fund in your family, let's say you got a trust fund, the key word is trust. So you don't trust me, I don't trust you. I wouldn't trust you with $1,000. You wouldn't trust me with $1,000. But we both trust grandma, or we both trust great auntie. So that's what you have board of directors and stuff like that for. You set up a trust. Or that's what you want to do. You set up some type of agreement if that's what you want to do. If you're not into setting up trust, you set up some type of agreement. You put it on paper or buy an agreement. Okay, the elders will take care of the bread, will take care of the money. The youth, we go come up with the ideas and find stuff, and then we'll have a body who overlooks and sees and say, okay, is this a good move? Ooh, then, bam, the money comes forth. So you got 150 people in your family, $50 a month. That's $2,500. In 4 months, you got $10,000. But you know, you feel what I'm saying? And then 8 months, you got $20,000, $30,000 for the year. You can be put up. Before, y'all wasn't going to have nothing, not collectively. And most people ain't going to have that put up individually. Not African-American, so-called black families, they don't, who don't have economic upbringing. So that's what we have to understand. So we put that in the pot. And then when opportunities pass up, when markets go down and you could get in and make you a little tools and fuels and do little things, you know, hey, you have it. But see, we don't think like that. Then everybody want, oh, that Negro, and then he think he is, or she thinks she that. Ooh, it's just crazy. But you got to look at, once again, look at the body of work. So I look at the body of work. I look at the body of work of people who oppose me. You know, I look at the body of work of people who oppose me. And I said, well, hey, you know, if you got something to stand on and you got a beautiful blueprint, then I definitely should be taking notes from you. But if your blueprints are, man, below mine, and I've been here 2 years. So was gone for 14. So that makes 16 years. So for 16 years, if you haven't been moving and you've been stagnant and you have no growth, then, hey, you might need to take notes. You might need to humble yourself and take notes. You might need to follow me. You know, everybody, yeah, you know, we all Joseph, but everybody can't be Joseph. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody got to play their part. Your part might be providing the resources, the money. My part might be the brains, making it move. Somebody else, you know. So everybody got to be able to play their parts. But without that help, then who I got to go to? I got to go to somebody else to ask for help. Or I got to do it all myself. So-called black businesses and stuff don't succeed long because we don't keep our money with each other. We don't put in. Everybody got a big family. Why should you need support and be trying to go to anybody for a loan when you got family? You got relatives, a family tree. But I don't care how many people, 100, 1,000, whatever. Get people to buy in. Man, $50 a month, man, we could run this business, man, and I could put this money into something for everybody. You making money on your money. You putting $50 in, the money you getting back 100. Yeah, or you getting back 75 every month, but you can't get that from the bank. You can't put 50 in every month and get back 75 from the bank. Again, who do you love? Who do you trust? Are you loving and trusting yourself, or are you trusting somebody outside of yourself? Because no matter how you look at it, when you go put it in the bank, you're trusting on somebody outside of yourself. You sleep good at night with all your wealth in somebody else's pocket? What's in your wallet? That's what the commercials say. What's in your wallet? Because you might wake up and they might be gone. Then what's in your wallet? You're going to be crying wolf. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. You put faith in somebody else other than yourself. Again, y'all all right out there? We on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to take a reading from the Circle 7, the Holy Quran, Circle 7 of Moorish America, Chapter 9. Yahushua attends a feast in Bihar, and here he taught human equality. The fame of Yahushua, for y'all out there listening, Yahushua is the true revelation, the truth, for what we call around here, be saying Jesus. They don't know, they didn't know nothing about that. He definitely didn't know nothing about that. I think that was the name of that ship. They bringing people on. They wanted old sweet Jesus back. They were trying to get back on there, get back to where they were going. That's where some story goes. But yeah, that's not the name. Yahushua attends a feast in Bihar, and here he taught human equality. The fame of Yahushua as a teacher spread through all the land, and people came from near and far to hear his words of truth. At Bihar, on the sacred river of the Brahms, he taught for many days. And Ak, a wealthy man of Bihar, made a feast in honor of his guest, and he invited everyone to come. And many came, among them thieves, extortioners, and courtesans. And Yahushua sat with them and taught, followed him, were much aggrieved, because he sat with thieves and courtesans. And they upbraided him. They said, Rabbani, master of the wise, this day will be an evil day for you. The news will spread that you consort with courtesans, and men will shun you as they shun an ass. Courtesans, you know, people of leisure, like, you know, pimps and hoes. Man, I'm going to just say it like that, something like that. Okay. And Yahushua answered them and said, a master never screens himself for the sake of reputation or of fame. These are but worthless baubles of the day. They arise and sink like empty bottles on a stream. They are illusions and will pass away. They are the indices to what the thoughtless think. They are noise that people make, and shallow men judge merit by the noise. Allah and all master men judge men by what they are and not what they seem to be. Not by their reputation and their fame. These courtesans and thieves are children of my father Allah. Their souls are just as precious in his sight as yours, or of the Brahmic priest. And they are working out the same life sums that you have solved, you men who look at them with scorn. And some of them have solved much harder than you have solved, you men who look at them with scorn. Yes, they are sinners and confess their guilt while you are guilty, but are shrewd enough to have a polished coat to cover up your guilt. Suppose you men who scorn the courtesan, these drunkards and these thieves, who know that you are pure in heart and life, that you are better far than they, stand forth that man may know just who you are. The sin lies in the wish, in the desire, not in the act. You covet other people's wealth. You look at charming forms, and deep within your heart, you lust for them. Deceit you practice every day and wish for gold, for honor, and for fame, just for your selfish selves. The man who covets is a thief, and she who lusts is a courtesan. You who are none of these, speak out. Nobody spoke. The accusers held their peace. And Yahushua said, the proof this day is all against those who have accused. The pure in heart do not accuse. The vile in heart who want to cover up their guilt with holy smoke of piety are ever loathing drunkards, thieves, and courtesans. Gave you a description. This loathing and this scorn is a mockery. For if the tinseled coat of reputation could be torn away, the loud professor would be found to revel in his lust, deceit, and many forms of secret sin. The man who spends his time in pulling other people's weeds can have no time in pulling his own. And all the choicest flowers of life will be choked and die, and nothing will remain but darnel, thistles, and burrs. And Yahushua spoke a parable. He said, behold, a farmer had great fields of ripened grain, and when he looked, he saw that blades of many stalks of wheat were bent and broken down. And when he sent his reapers forth, he said, we will not save the stalks of wheat that have the broken blades. Go forth and cut and burn the stalks with broken blades. And after many days, he went to measure up his grain, but not a kernel could he find. And then he called the harvesters and said to them, where is my grain? They answered him and said, we did according to your word. We gathered up and burned the stalks with broken blades, and not a stalk was left to carry to the barn. And Yahushua said, if Allah saves only those who have unbroken blades, who have been perfected in his sight, who will be saved? And the accusers hung their heads in shame, and Yahushua went his way. You see how he be teaching? See how he was teaching to them? You see how he was teaching to them? Okay, so now I'm going to what we call the red book ministry, because a lot of people don't know about these missing components what we were never given in the Bible. Of course, they never wanted to give you that. So let's talk about this. Okay. Chapter 2. Now, chapter 1 is the life and works of Yahushua in Egypt and India. Okay. And that was our last. But we'll start right there. Life, works of Yahushua in Egypt and India. So we call this the Red Book. Okay. Mysteries of the Christ Yahushua, his life, works, and teachings in India and Egypt. Okay. Chapter 1, Life and Works of Yahushua in Egypt and India. Yahushua came to Egypt land, and all was well. He tarried not upon the coast. He went at once to Zoan, home of Elihu and Salome, who 5 and 20 years before had taught his mother in their sacred school. You know, in the Bible, when they took off, when they were running for their lives, where did they go? They went to Zoan, Egypt, but they never tell you what they was doing in Zoan. We'll study this. And there was joy when met these three. When last the son of Mary saw these sacred groves, he was a baby. And now a man had grown strong by buffeting of every kind, a teacher who had stirred the multitudes in many lands. Now that's key there, because for some mystical reason, they put this mystical reason in there to believe this is like, you know, like he didn't go through anything or something, but he had to go through the same thing that you go through in order to be the example for you. I mean, because if that's the case, we could just follow a sign, a block of wood, or a stone. Yeah, he had to go through exactly what you go through in order for you to give you the prescription for your sickness. Yeah, now that don't mean he succumbed to it. The difference between you and that person is that person didn't succumb to the lower self, and we're succumbing to it. That's the difference. But what he done, all men shall do. Read on. Anyway, and now a man had grown strong by buffeting of every kind, a teacher who had stirred the multitudes in many lands. And Yahushua told the aged teachers all about his life, about his journey in foreign lands, about the meetings with the masters, and about his kind receptions by the multitudes. Elihu and Salome heard his story with delight. They lifted up their eyes to heaven and said, our Father Allah, let now thy servants go in peace, for we have seen the glory of the Lord, and we have talked with him, the messenger of love, and of the covenant of peace on earth, and goodwill to men. Through him shall all the nations of earth be blessed, through him, Emmanuel. They don't even say that name. You know why? And Yahushua stayed and gone many days. And then he went forth unto the city of the sun, that men called Heliopolis, and sought admission to the temple of the sacred brotherhood. The council of the brotherhood convened, and Yahushua stood before the hierophant. He answered all the questions that were asked with clearness and with power. The hierophant exclaimed, Rabbani of the rabbinate, why come you here? Your wisdom is the wisdom of the gods. Why seek for wisdom in the halls of men? And Yahushua said, in every way of earth life, I would walk. In every hall of learning, I would sit. The height that any man has gained, these I would gain. What any man has suffered, I would meet, that I may know the griefs, the disappointments, and sore temptations of my brother man, that I may know just how to succor with those in need. I pray you, brothers, let me go into your dismal crypts. I will pass the hardest of your tests. The master said, take me in the vow of secret brotherhood. And Yahushua took the vow of secret brotherhood. Again, the master spoke. He said, the greatest heights are gained by those who reach the greatest depth, and you shall reach the greatest depth. The guide then led the way, and in the fountain Yahushua bathed. And when he had been clothed in proper garb, he stood again before the hierophant. So, yeah, he in front of the council. See, what you don't know, he got to be initiated. Just because you told him don't mean you ain't going to be tested. Huh? Those before you were tied and tested. That's what the Quran tell you. Those before you were tied and tested, don't you think you're going to be tied and tested? And they had more prowess, and they was more advanced than we are. We can't even duplicate what they done. So what that said. Okay, so that's how this goes. So we got to come out of this this self-hate reflection. I know it's been embedded in us. We've been willy-lashed and all kinds of other symptoms is on us. But we got to understand that we got to start with ourselves. You start with your home front, and then you broaden out with the philosophy. You do for self and kind at the home. Go back to my board here. I sure don't see it up. You deal with self and kind at home, getting everybody on the same path, pooling your resources, networking, making things happen. Being industrious, and then putting each other on your cards and stuff, building your credentials up, studying your history, knowing who you are, knowing you're not Negroes back and cover, then you can start correcting the other stuff when you start coming out the system. Because I can't talk to you about what you don't know. I only can talk to you about what you know. You're inside of a system that you have to come out of. It's an artificial system. And if you're in that system, then you need to create an artificial entity. But you don't need to make yourself the liability and claim an artificial entity, because that's what you're doing. So the big thing for me was, and let me take a moment, about a minute break here, give y'all some and it's just a little music off. Be right back to y'all. Take a 10-minute little bathroom call. You'll be back here on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey on Blog Talk Radio. She is appreciated. Y'all know that. civilizer. And that's what we got to get back into. Okay. So let me get back over here to this board. Okay. We got 2 minutes. So let's go into some defining moments right now. Let's go into understanding why it's important not to be black. Okay, why black lives don't matter. So we could get this self-hate out of it. See, they've been putting the color scheme on you to make you want to hate. Want to hate and look at color. But color has nothing to do with anything, because the only color that the whole universe understands is substance. Y'all call it money or whatever it is, green, whatever they want to call it. That's something totally different. But, yeah, that's what people understand. People understand productivity, you know, commerce. That's what people understand, you know. So a lot of people don't go into depth and break it down to you. More is real. There's a lot of people out there, they won't break it down to you. They just say, oh, the 13th Amendment, oh, this, but they won't go into and tell you that. You keep saying that you're black is what's keeping you back. Saying you're black is keeping you back. That's the new one right there. You're saying you're black, that's what's keeping you back. That's what got jurisdiction over you. That's what's keeping you detained. That's what's stopping detaining you. Yeah, frisking you, shooting you. Yeah, because you're claiming something that's artificial, something that's owned, something that has jurisdiction, somebody has control of. Okay, and you have to keep your product, servants or whatever, you have to keep them in check.
We don't understand what's going on with the police force and all this that we have.
So in your neighborhood, why are they there? Are they constitutionally sanctioned to be there? Do you know the difference between a constitutionally sanctioned law officer or a police, a policy enforcer? It's just pulling people over based on policy and what policies would those be. But those happen to be the black code laws.
Let me
see. I'm going to have those right here, too, as I get this definition.
I love those.
I know we keep those close. Yes, so that might be the black code law.
Yeah, these policemen,
you don't understand that they're not elected officials. They're hired. So that makes them hired mercenaries. They're just pulling people over, so that's all they're doing. They're pulling people over and then knocking them down. So you would hire to knock people down and getting away with it. So why are they getting away with it? Because of your tag, because of your label. On these shores, you gotta come home. It's a lot of nations around you. Look on the book. Go look at all the federally recognized nations around you, people. It will blow your mind. The multitude of names and people that are recognized tribes or nation of people. Except us. Definition: a person is a human being. By definition, a person is a corporation. By definition, a person is artificial. By definition, a person is a natural person. So you have to, in this day and age over here, in this day and age, you have to, how can I say it? You have to profess. You have to claim which one of those you are. Because if you don't, then there's a presumption or people will assume that you are other than who you are, and they will say that you are something else. And if you agree with that, then there's repercussions and consequences for that. Yes, that's where the problem comes. So then if you start checking boxes, you start checking those type of boxes, then you get more deeper and deeper and engraved into this system, this game from a youth. You type this systematic thinking about these ways, and it's just engraved in you. You're just on robot, autopilot, Irona. Y'all ever watch The Jetsons? Irona. Yeah, we just on autopilot. You just think that this is all the truth, nothing but the truth. It's the gospel. Ooh, man. They did a whooping. they did it willing. But never fear, because the mind doesn't forget. That's what they knew. They knew that the mind doesn't get. It just has to have access to information. See, but the thing about it is, the people who will give you the right information look just like you. So it's been put into you to hate self and kind, so you're not going to believe when it comes from ones that look just like you. But if they look opposite of you and they put it right on the news and just say it, then you go, we're going to take it in. Boom, we're going to take it as gospel. We're going to spread it. It's the truth. See, this is the things that we have to fight up against. This is the thing we have to fight up against. If they put them in the news and talk bad about them and tell you they no good, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, those people are for you. The ones they didn't pop their tops off in the news, boom, boom. Whatever they was representing, you need to study, because whatever they represented in was against what they believed. And if it was against what they believed, then more than likely it was for your betterment. If they knocked them off, it was something that was going to help you that they was trying to teach. You need to study those brothers and sisters. Don't let them die in vain. You see? So that's what's been going on. See, we've been praising a God other than the ones that look like ourselves and a kind, other than self. How are you going to praise a God other than yourself, outside of self? In his image and likeness, that's what we've been doing. We've been praising and worshiping in his image and likeness, not in our own. And that's our downfall. That's why we're not being blessed. But when you change that, that's when you're going to be blessed. So with my personal experience, like I said, I got 2 straight out. 2 years. Been very industrious, moving and grooving. And people don't, you know, they just don't want to come aboard. Listen, you don't got to be in one state and stick to just that state. That don't mean you can't be industrious in another state, especially if you got a family and y'all are working together. And y'all coming together, and it's a system design. The people travel all over the world, especially youth. We get out and we move. We find opportunities everywhere. And we might find opportunities somewhere. We just all going in. You don't got to be there to get your royalties, to get your money. But are you going to invest in, or are you just going to let it sit there in the bank, getting 3%, 4%, whatever it's getting. And then you got to keep going into it and spending. And then they charge you all kinds of fees and stuff to get to whatever they're giving you, they're taking from you in fees and anyway. So it ain't adding that. You just keep it there for a safekeeping. You scared somebody go come running your house. But hey, you go protect your house better than you can protect your money at the bank. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You got to wait for the doors to open. They might not open. That's some trust there for some gangsters you don't know. You know they gangsters. You know they gangsters. Anytime you could put all your money in there, you can't just go right in there and get it. You could put $100,000 and you can't just walk right in there and just go get it. They got all kinds of restrictions and tell you got to call beforehand and do that. Well, I got to call you beforehand on open time about my money. Yeah, you need to come. There's a limit. You only can get this much. Whoa, 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 whoa. But you can't do nothing about it. You don't see that what's going on? Oh, some months ago, it was lying outside the bank. There's only so much money coming out the machine. You think that's not going to happen again? Who do you believe in? Who do you love? That's what this comes down to. So, hey, we got to change our thinking. If our food for thought, our food for ain't been no good. Everything we've been drinking, eating, absorbing ain't been no good. It can't be. Look at the fruit. Look at the food. You are what you eat. Look at the results. Look at our community. Look at our neighborhood. Look how we look at each other. Look how we treat each other. We think we got it going on because a few people got it going on. Man, it's the overall picture. The overall picture is despondent. It's down and out. Yeah, you can say moving on up all we want. A few people moving on up, but how is your mind moving? You can move up all you want, but how is your mind moving? Because your mind not moving up, then the people behind you not going to move up. You just been moved up in a position, but the overall, yeah. Nothing has accomplished. Nothing has accomplished the overall picture as far as moving up the race, moving up the family, yeah, moving up the life on this planet, the civilization. That's what you're supposed to be doing, civilizing those closer to you, your fruits, your seeds, so they can civilize the world. That's what we're supposed to be on. But it's not happening that way. So you got person. Again, person is a human. This is from Black Law. Person, this is the 7th edition. I got this one has a constitution in the back. So that's why I got this one specifically, because the Constitution is in the book. Because we got to go into that. So a person is one, a human being, and two, an entity. That's what it says, such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, then it says artificial person, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Ain't that something? I need to read that again? Okay, slower. Person is a one, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. And three, the living body of a human being. So you ask any person what a person is. They go, oh, you be a person, a human being. Okay, correct. Everybody got that right in the class. The whole class got that right. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm doing a lot. Okay. So, two says an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of the human being. Okay. Now, we go down to artificial person. It says an entity such as a corporation. Okay. So that's what it said up there about person. Is created by law, and given, listen to the language, created by law, and given certain legal rights and duties of a being real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Well, I'll be damned, Jim. We got them, didn't we? We did. We sure got them good. So you know the movie Ted and Ted 2. I always go to this example. That's all you got to go and study that. They take you the perfect example of you. They made a little brown bear. He was talking, excuse my friends, but he was talking shit, swallowing spit. That's what he was doing. Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was smoking and had his little girlfriend. He was shaking his little shaboinger. And, yeah, he was just talking mess until they got him in that courtroom and set him down. Told him, set your butt down, Ted. You're a fake creation, man. We created you and gave you all the rights you got. You have nothing. You artificial, man. Man down. Ted left with his tail tucked, everything. He recognized his wee-wee don't work. Everything was a fake and a fraud. Yeah, it was a fake and a fraud. It all belonged to them. Oh, they just put it in our, they laughed to the bank. We just laughed. Ha-ha. I didn't understand. They're talking about the 14th Amendment person, the artificial person. Yep. And then it goes down and says natural person, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Now, that's the key, folks. Natural person, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. See, you have to distinguish that. Over here, everybody is artificial because this system is artificial. It's fake. They're doing business on top of the land. There's some aboriginal people who are the real people under the land, of the land, okay? So everything on top of the land is being done. It's artificial because it's by contract, by, you know, legal means. So you got to understand who you are in conjunction with that. So if you take the title, the names that other people are giving you, it might be a flim-flam, shing-ding-ding that they're trying to whoop on you for purposes of subjugation, colonialism, imperialism. Yeah, so you got to understand what's going on. You see the trains passing by with the coal and all the, you know, the resources coming out the land. Where do you think gold, silver, tin, copper, aluminum, platinum, zinc, where do you think that stuff is at? Oh, you looking over to Africa? You still looking over the other places that they named, huh? You don't see the trains and stuff, and you don't see the companies. You didn't see they got gold mines and gold rushes and all that stuff right here. You didn't know that if you're a native or you aboriginal, let's say that word, not native, let's say aboriginal, indigenous, and you're a part of a nation or tribe, you know, you're getting royalties. Whether you got oil or some kind of resources, if the Europeans tapping into any part of your land that you renting them, you know, it's land grants. You know, it's broken down in the territories around the country. Y'all didn't know that? It's the states. You didn't know the states are corporations. their corporation doing business, but they're doing business inside of territories. These territories belong to the Aboriginal people.
Oh.
Broke down. So you might have in one territory, you might got six states in it, or four or five states. However you want to look at it. Yeah, it might got eight states in it, one territory. What tribe are you from? Who are you? That's the key. Start finding out. Then look at this. Hey, got a suit of corporations, man. Quit hating on each other. Y'all looking for ways out. Man, it's been injuries done to you. Remember the case with Ed O'Bannon and them, the NCAA? Hey, I hope y'all are right. We're on the Morning Drip, Block Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey, and we on the roll right now. Ed O'Bannon and the NCAA, UCLA and all that, they sued EA Sports back in the day. EA Sports had the, they had the dope college football game. EA Sports. It's in the game. Yeah, they be it. Boop, 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 boop. And they be busting. You go on and go get your college team and bust. But they didn't have their names on there or whatever, but per se, but they had their image and likeness. If you was dope, you was dope in the game. You had all the moves, woo, woo, woo. So they was getting paid billions of dollars off this. So the brothers got to feel like, whoa, they making money, man. We on these games. Dope, I go put me in there. I got my full. You know, I'm doing what I really do on the field, on the game, like the game is now. So, they sold big class action, and long story short, they end up winning. You know, they're using their image and likeness. That's why now today the college kids can get, children could get paid now. They could get endorsement, they could get those type of stuff and get paid now because of that. Okay, well, the same thing happened to you. Quit trying to say that this is yours. Quit trying to say that you were trying to claim something is yours. They created those instruments. That BC, they created that. That's theirs. You just involuntarily entered into a system you just didn't know nothing about. But now you can use that. It's a paper trail that you can use and use that to show injury to a natural person. When you're a natural person that's distinguished from an artificial person, then you could put a claim. But if you go in as an artificial person to try to put a claim on this other artificial person, which is this corporation, then you ain't going to have no claims if they go grant. That's why the Negro ain't never had no reparation. So that's what you got to understand. That's what this is about, your identity crisis. You're an identity crisis. You're going before these people asking for stuff, and you just a slave. You just your tail. You just on paper in bondage, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. So let's go to that real quick, because it's right here as we wind down on Blog Talk. For those, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. 13th was 1865, neither slavery. This is how the crooks put the hook. And we bit the bait. But the prophet said that the hook was in the bait. Would they bite it? No, ma'am. No, sir. They wouldn't bite it. If that's the case, just go fishing and throw your hook out there. Yeah, you got to be in a stock pond somewhere where people just dropping the feeder out there for them to buy the empty hook out in the water. Yeah. And the fish bite that. He probably a dirty fish. He probably mean it, and you want to even bring up on the water. The hook without the bait on it. Anyway, Amendment 1865, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except, there go the hook right there. That's the hook in the bait. You got to see it for what it is and read it for what it is, except as a punishment for crime. So what did they do? They set up crime scenes. They already had them in effect, they're called the Black Code Laws of 1724. Just Google that in, and you'll see where they come from, who sanctioned them, and read them, and you see they're still alive in effect. The policy enforcers, what you call the city polices, are enforcing them every day. When they stop and frisk you, detain you, shoot you. That's what's going on. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States, or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Subject to their jurisdiction. See, when you go get a license, you pull it out, you say, let me see your license and registration or whatever. You give them that, they know you're subject to their jurisdiction because the ID says so. It got their state, their seal on it. You went through their system. See, that's how you get jurisdiction. You don't understand. You claim, how did they do this? How did they do that? And they got jurisdiction. If you wouldn't have had that license, no matter what you would have had in the car, your personal property, and they would have found it and went in your car, it was your personal property. You wasn't in their jurisdiction. You had to have your seatbelt on or nothing. Now, then that don't mean they ain't gonna try to put something on you, but they still don't have no reason to take you and detain you and take you away. You know, arrestable offense and all that type of stuff. So you gotta remember that. Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So what does that mean? Yeah, man, listen, people sitting in the penitentiary right now waiting for Congress to pass laws for them to get out of jail. But Congress is the same one that enslaved you. Congress is the new slave owner. That's what it said. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, shall exist within the United States any place subject to its jurisdiction. You've got to be convicted. So, and it says Congress shall have the power to enforce this article. How are they going to enforce it? By appropriate legislation. That means they make the laws that keeps this going. Y'all don't hear me, though. Hey, man, we were sitting in them pens and we waiting on them. Congress was going to pass. I'm telling everybody, you know, read this right here. Congress on your black ass. Excuse my language, but Congress on you. Quit putting your faith on everybody else and figure out who you are so you can get yourself out of this. The prophet said, you got to go through the same thing that got you in to get you out. So you have to go through the fire to get out of the fire. So these laws are the things that bound you, so you got to go through these laws to get out of it. You got to understand what they did. They used the amendments, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th Amendment. That's why the prophet Noah Ali said they're not needed for the salvation of our people. They not needed. If you was free in 1865, what this got to do with you? You was free. So you was in your right, back into your right proper mind. You wasn't no Negro, colored, black, none of that no more. You was back to the Moor, the person who you was before they took you into bondage and stripped you of your nationality and called you what they start calling you. Once they said, oh, that is over, then you're supposed to go back to your right mind. But the thing that happened is you had lost your right mind, and you was in the image and likeness of somebody else, so you was still asleep. There's no difference when they drop the hose and they end up having us back as sharecroppers. You even have nowhere, they didn't want nowhere to go or want them in your business. You want to be right around them because we were so hoodwinked. Okay, so Amendment 14, 3 years later, 1868. Here it goes. This is where the hook gets deep. Section 1, all persons. See, it doesn't define persons. But because you've been taught the way you've been taught, you believe that you are this person. So listen what it says. Section 14th Amendment, citizenship. Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. See what I'm saying? If you're a person or you naturalized in the United States, you are subject to their jurisdiction, are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. I'm going to say that again. Persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. Now, hold on. You can't just come over here and just be a citizen. So they're saying just because you're born here, you become a citizen. Well, why are they trying to run the Mexicans and people out of here that was born here and their family's been working here forever? That don't add up, do it, huh? They was born here. Why they don't have citizenship then? Why they making them go through this immigration and nationalization process? Because you have to become a citizen. You got to have some nationality. You got to have a country where you're from. They got to be able to pull you up in the annals of history and time. They don't have no Negroes. They don't have no blacks and colors and African Americans preceding their 1774 BS. Where you going to find them at? You might go back and find some blackamoors where they start blacking us out earlier than that. Yeah, but you don't find these people. These ain't people. These ain't pedigrees and bloodlines. These are titles that people give to other people to enslave people to keep them in bondage. So that's how that goes. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and other states where they reside. So we got to get that off our back, folks. You got to start claiming who you are. You got to start writing the right things. You got to correct your status. But people don't know. Just proclaim your nationality, the prophet said. Proclaim. That's what the time is. Time it is to proclaim your nationality. Declare. Let people don't know this. Let them know who you are. Because if you don't, it's going to be assumed that you are who they say you are. And then it's a wrap. So if you know Acts 6, the Constitution, and bylaws,
but there's our members must proclaim their nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, that they may know that they are a part and a partial of this said government, and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, or Ethiopians, because these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the government in which they live and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained Abu Tawadi, the prophet, to redeem his people from their simple ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites, whom inhabited the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa. And we are on the northwest and the southwestern shores of Africa. This is northwest, southwest Africa, where we are right now. And they never taught you that, and they put all these names and stuff. They call it Africa. This is northwest and southwest right here, the Americas. Al-Moroccans, that's what you are. That's what you are over here. If you go look up all the baseball heads all up and down the Mississippi, all up and down Central South America, you go see us. You go see our relics. You go see us, study your lineage, all the Mayans, all the stuff. They said the lost people, they ain't lost. They know where they at. They know where the people travel to. You can study the history. You can see us all around here, right here in the Americas, right here in the United States. You have an illustrious history. You have illustrious history prior to this bondage on paper and this stripping and coming into your house with census and calling you Negroes and other stuff when you was Aboriginal and you had land rights and property rights, and that's what's been stolen. Your birthright has been stolen. So wake up, brothers and sisters. It's time for us to come together, work together, and be one and unify and feed ourselves and feed the world again. You feel me? We the light bearers. We the ones to hold the torch of civilization. So it's time for us. As long as we've been in sleeping darkness, that's why the world is down. It's time for us to rise. Respect your woman. Respect God. That's what time it is now. Time for us to get ahead. It's time for us to love and not hate and teach each other these lessons. That's what these lessons of Yahushua are for. Yahushua are the lessons of love. I don't know what they've been teaching us with Jesus, but it's been hate, putting your people on the cross and putting on a symbol. You walk around with it. What are we going to walk around with it for? If I go in somebody's hood and shoot somebody in your hood or put somebody in your hood on a cross, you ain't going to walk around and put it on the symbol. Talking about he was a peace and love. Nah, Peter wouldn't have cut off the ear with a sword if they didn't know that the world is cruel and that you got to fight fire with fire. Yeah, they knew that. Other than that, Peter wouldn't even have had a sword then if that was the case. So listen, let's teach it right, and let's let it know, man. The revolution was going on, and he was out here pushing for the people, and sometimes people will try to get at you, and you ain't trying to hurt nobody. Just like if you authorized to walk around with a weapon, you ain't trying to hurt nobody. You're just trying to protect yourself. And you were the last resort is justice, and sometimes justice is so served cold, and sometimes justice is served hot with love. So, hey, let me tell you like that, and I thank y'all for joining in to Suleiman Bey, Block Talk Radio, The Morning Drip. Trying to do this more and more frequently during the week. Try to get in here these 3 days. That's how I was doing it before. Hopefully I can get in here more than that. It's a relief for me. Yeah, it's a relief for me just to talk to you guys. And a lot of things I want to get into stuff with the credit business formation stuff. Don't forget to tap into Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Go to Almore Consultation LLC.com. And don't forget to hit up Queen Kitty and Queen Kitty Instagram and QueenKitty.net for your feminine hygiene. Men, and they got that tightening thing now. I don't know. You might don't need it now. You know, you might be all right. Don't need it. But now if you do need it, they got that tightening gel, that snapback. All right. Peace and love. Thank y'all for tuning in. Tune in again, be listening, put me on your follow so you pop up when I'm on, and when I'm on, you get on with me so we can be on together. That's how we go do that. So peace and love. I thank y'all for joining. Tap in again. See y'all soon.
But back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Spending from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Had kids with my big sister. Over the years, we was born and I was a little kid. And drama. When things go wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell. Hugging on my mama from a jail cell.